You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It sure seems like if something is done, it should also be finished.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hey, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, so yet again, we have a question that popped up at our recent Issues and Ale event. Can you kind of remind us of what this one is?
I do need to remind everyone because this one came up after the event when Peyton came up to me with a question that she really wanted to ask. And it started with a story of her grandmother. And she said, "My grandmother says to me, cakes are done, you are finished." And the question is, can I really not use done? For example, when you finished eating, can you say, "I'm done, may I be excused?" And I was delighted that Peyton asked this question because I grew up with a mother who said exactly the same thing. She told us that things that were baking were done, but that if we wanted to be excused from the table, we were finished. And if we said something like, "I'm done," she would sometimes say something snarky like, "Do you need to come out of the oven?" For this reason, I have always had in the back of my head this sense that if and when I say I'm done, that I'm doing something wrong. I hear my mother's voice in the back going, "You're not done, you're finished."
Yeah, it stays with you.
But I had never looked into it. Peyton put it back on my radar, and off I went to figure out what is going on here. And what I found is that this is a fairly common complaint now, hasn't always been a complaint, and there is no historical basis for it. I'm feeling better by the minute. I went to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage, and the editors there note that the first warnings that there might be something wrong here seem to come around 1917 in the Manual of Good English. Then they speculate that it may have been Theodore Bernstein, who was the assistant managing editor of the New York Times and a journalism professor, that he originated the phrase, "People are finished, food is done." In 1965, he wrote, "The word done should not be used in writing to mean finished or completed. It is proper to say the roast is done, but this does not mean it is finished. It means the roast is sufficiently cooked."
Or we might say it's well done if it's too done.
That's right. And it wouldn't be well finished. It would be well done. But there isn't a logical grammatical rule here. Done has been used to mean finished since the 1400s. This is long-standing. In other words, in the 20th century, we got this distinction introduced that somehow food could be done, but people couldn't be done. But people had been,
They'd been done for a while.
For a long time. And of course, I think for many of us, it feels more colloquial, more informal to say, "I'm done," or just say, you know, "done," as opposed to "finished."
So it kind of sounds like we were making a rule just for the sake of making a rule.
For the sport of it. Now, Brian Garner notes that there are some stylists who prefer "through," as in "I'm through."
That seems very formal to me.
It feels really formal to me, even more formal than "I'm finished."
Yes, more formal than "finished."
And when you look at modern style guides, they either will ignore this issue entirely, which means, you know, this isn't even important enough for us to put in the guide, or if they put it in, they will say "done" and "finished" are interchangeable. So Peyton, you are welcome to say when you're finished eating, "I'm done."
Well, Anne, I'm all done. Are you finished or done today?
Done and done.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.